And again, thank everybody for taking the opportunity to be with us tonight. We have a very special treat for the call tonight, if you haven't figured it out already. I have the one and only Jody B with me tonight. So I figured, you know, I've always got to put guests on the call that will make it so that you'll call in and listen to me again. And I figured y'all want to hear from Jody probably more than me anyway. So it's great to have her on with us tonight. We're going to do something fun tonight. Jody and I are going to talk to you about the history of send-out cards. We want to take you on a journey. We want to talk to you about the beginning days and kind of the 14, 15-year journey we've been on since the beginning days and, you know, the success stories and the challenging times. We're just going to kind of take you on a journey and walk you through the history of send-out cards and why we are poised and positioned today for massive growth, the better than we've ever been before. It's definitely an exciting time, but I want to go back to the very beginning, and I'll just kind of start talking, and I'll kind of ask Jody to chime in here and there. She doesn't like me to do this, but once she starts speaking, then she, you know, just greatness takes over when she opens her mouth. So we'll just let her kind of reflect on some of the memories. She's a big part of this history. You know, we've always been a team. You know, Jody and I have always been a team, and we've always done everything together. And, you know, she runs the home front, and I run the business. So a lot of times, you know, you don't see Jody at all of the events, and you don't hear her on the calls and whatnot. But she has a specific assignment. She not only does she run our household, but she runs the heart of this company. And I think you all that know her know that. I mean, you know that she really is the heart of the company. She's where my inspiration comes from. Those of you who know her and have associated with her understand that. You know, you understand that her gift is the gift of intuition. She's highly intuitive. She knows when people are in need. She has a way of reaching out to others when they need to be reached out to, and she's just a natural at that, where most of us need to have systems and teachings to teach us that, and that's what Send Out Cards is all about. I needed a system so that I could become more like Jody naturally is. So we kind of started the business that way. Now, you all know the story behind Send Out Cards. You know that I lost a brother. I ignored a prompting to say goodbye to him. And when I got the news that he had unexpectedly passed away, all I could think of is that when we moved away, I ignored a prompting to go and say bye to him. Jody was there that day. You know, our daughter Whitney was there that day. We both remember that moment very well. Jody was there the night I got the phone call. You know, she actually answered the phone. When my mother was on the other end of the line, she answered the phone, and she, you know, passed the phone on to me, and I immediately saw the look on Jody's face that something was wrong. And so I took my mom's call, and she gave me the news about my brother's passing, and Jody's the one that came out and consoled me when the tears fell, when all I could do was remember that I ignored a prompting to say bye to him. And we sat up the rest of the night and we talked about it together. So she was there for all of that. And so that's how it all started. And of course, you know, it took us about 10 years after that. We did several other businesses. We had success. Jody and I, you know, back east, there was a good springboard working for the ad agency, and then came back to Salt Lake City as the director of marketing for Cookie Tree Bakeries, who to this day is the supplier of our famous cookies and brownies. I actually was the director of marketing for that company for 4.5 years prior to starting my own telecommunication business, where we supplied long-distance services to network marketing companies. And so I worked with some of the top network marketing companies in the world and worked with some of the top distributors and top corporate people for several years. I went and spoke at their events, did those kinds of things, and we built a very successful business, a $20 million a year telecommunication business that we built. I had a partner in it, a couple of partners in it, and it came time for us to pursue our goal of building this mechanism to help people act on their promptings, and so those partners bought me out of that business. Jody and I thought we had plenty of money to to start the send out cards movement. We soon learned that we didn't. Weren't even close. And went through some very challenging years. You know, Jody went through the phase where we were living the dream, and you know, we were living comfortably, and we were able to do the things we wanted to do with our kids. And then we sold out of that. And we basically started all over again back in 2001, 2002. And she was on board through that whole thing, you know, and she's part of that journey all the way. So 2001 and 2, most of you have heard the stories. You know, we started out, once we built the technology that actually makes send out cards work. We spent a lot of money and effort and time just to get the technology so that the printers would accept the data over the internet to be able to process a physical greeting card printed on a digital printer. And so it took us a long time to get that to work. Finally got it to work, and that's when we went out and started calling on businesses. And you've heard the story about how we called on business for a long time and set up multiple touch campaigns way back in 2001 and 2. During that period of time, Jody ran production. And even after we started send out cards, which we started in 2003 in a pilot test, Jody ran production on the cards. So Jody, I've talked enough. I want just tell them a little bit about how those early days of running production every day, just kind of what you would do and just the whole process and how the kids would help you. And it's, people are interested in that. So just kind of share the process you went through.
Hello, everyone. I was fine until I started hearing how many people were on this call. And I just found out a half hour ago I was doing it, but that's okay. the early days, I don't know, Cody, you kind of had, I don't know. When you talk about those early days, I get really emotional, and I don't know, you kind of feel like there will always be a part of send out cards. There were so many people that came into our lives in the early days that came in for a reason and helped us get over some things that only they could help us get over. And I just, and that keeps happening still to this day. And I just, feel so grateful for, I don't know why I'm crying. Man, I am just so grateful for everyone that has been a part of this dream of Cody's. Man, some have stayed, some have left, and I just think that their presence will always be felt, and I just feel so grateful for all of the people that have been a part of it and that will get to be a part of it. The early days, I kind of feel like, I told Cody the other day, I don't realize how old I am, because we will go out to eat and I'll think, we got to get home and get the kids taken care of. I mean, I still think I have little kids at home, and I don't. They're all grown up. It just happens so fast. But in those early days, I would go into the office. I'd get the kids off to school, and then I'd go into the office, the garage. Judy O'Higgins has some great pictures of that place. But I would go in and pull production. And I remember when we had 500 cards, I was so excited. I would go running up to the office, Cody, there's 500 cards. And I remember about 6 months after that 500 cards, it kind of kept, you know, increasing every day. And Rick, the programmer that built all of this in the beginning, came up to me one day and he says, Jody, what would you do if you walked in here and there were 5,000 cards in production? And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, there is no way I would just die. I would literally die, Rick. There's no way we could get that done. And I remember, a lot of you that know me, I cannot remember what day it is half the time. And I went in one day and pulled production and it said 5,000 cards. And I panicked. I ran out to Cody's office and I'm like, there's no way. You've got to call somebody. We got to get somebody in here to help. We're going to need more printers. We're going to need all this stuff. Pretty soon I looked up and Rick was at the top of the stairs just laughing. And it was April 1st. It was April Fool's Day. But I just remember in those days, that was just something I couldn't even fathom in my mind, worth 5,000 cards. And a lot of you have been on the tours at the home office, and it's come a long way since then. And hopefully it keeps going. But anyway, back to your question or whatever you wanted me to do, Cody. I'd go in pulp production. We didn't have a cutter, so I would run them, and I had to run one side of the cards, and then I'd flip the paper over and run the other side of the card. And then I would cut it down, but we didn't have a scorer. So I would have to take the cards out to Draper, which it was probably a 15-minute drive. They would score the cards. And I would have it in a mail bin, and I'd pick the kids up from school, and we would literally fold the cards, stuff them in the envelope, fill them, and put the stamp on, and make it to the post office by 4 o'clock. And that was, what, Cody, was it 500 or 600 cards a day, maybe?
Yeah, about that, yep.
But it took me all day. So it's kind of crazy when I go in there now when they were running, what, 30, 40,000 a day, and they're done by 11 or 12, and just seeing all the iGems out there, it just takes my breath away. It's pretty amazing, and I say this all the time, but Cody didn't act on a prompting to say goodbye to his brother Chris, and I just am overcome with emotion thinking that there's so many people out there that are acting on promptings, and that's why we have those cards go out every day. And I don't know if Mary Hannon is on this call, but oh, the card she sent, that experience she shared on Facebook with the guy she met that was from Ireland, and the connections and family, everything that was mended. And I love, love, love to hear those stories. They're amazing. And so keep sharing them. So anyway, life is good, and it's just a reminder, I think with social media, it's been hard. I don't know where I was the other day. Oh, it was at church on Sunday. Somebody had said, you know, I've kind of buried myself in a dark hole. I just listened to everything that's going on, and I just feel like there's no hope, and I've lost all my faith, and I just don't know what to do about it. And as she's talking, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm right there with you. I have kind of let myself sink into that. So I kind of took a break from social media, and I'm focusing on the positive, and life is good. We have so much to be grateful for, and so many people that we care about and love about, and we need to share that positivity with them. So anyway.
Well, thank you, Jody.
That's probably all I should say.
Well, you'll probably be saying some more here in just a second. Just, you know, need I say any more? Now you know what I mean when I say Jody's the heart behind this whole thing. Is when she speaks, you can tell that. So I just got a text from Jordan, Jody, that says, oh my goodness, Cody, you need Jody on these calls way more often. So,
Jordan, come on.
So, anyway,
love you, Jordan.
You know, just to give you just some stats, information. Back in the day, Jody ran what they called a Doc 12 printer. What the Xerox? They always have numbers associated with their printers to tell you how much production the printer will do. So back then, we had what we call a Doc 12 printer, and it literally was like a It was literally like a Xerox copy machine. That's what it looked like. Literally looked like a copy machine. As Jody mentioned, she had to run the paper through one side at a time. It was designed to run one-sided 12 sheets per minute. That's why it was called a Doc 12. So it was supposed to be able to run one-sided 12 sheets a minute. Now, keep in mind, she had to turn the sheet back around and run it back through. So, you know, she could do 12 sheets. She should have been able to do 12 sheets every 2 minutes. Problem was is that it was designed for a smaller size paper. So because we had the cardstock was heavier than the normal paper that ran through it, it would only do about 3 sheets per minute. So as you can imagine, and I remember the day we got the second Doc 12. So we actually had two Doc 12s at one time. We were in heaven when we got our second machine because we could kind of run those simultaneous. But it kind of gives you an idea of the capacity that we had. Today we have three what they call iGen 150s. Now the iGen 150, these are big, massive machines. They're million-dollar machines. So the iGen 150 is designed to run 150 sheets a minute. The difference is it runs both sides. It prints both sides at the same time. There's no shifting it back and forth. It prints on both sides all the way through. So it'll do 100, and each machine will do 150 sheets a minute. The cards are two up on a sheet. So you can kind of do the math. So we have the capacity, if those iGens ran simultaneous for 24 hours, each iGen could possibly run 860,000 cards per 24 hours. So if you times that by three, the maximum capacity we have right now is 2,580,000 cards per 24 hours. Now, we average typically about 40,000 to 50,000 cards per 24 hours during regular business time throughout the year. In the holidays, it gets dramatically different. We definitely have million card run days. And a run day is a 24-hour period. So we can run as much as a million cards or have run as much as a million cards per day through the system that we have here. So that just goes to show you where we've come and how much we're poised for growth. We've been in business for 15 years now. The mission has always been the same. The mission has been to help millions to act on their promptings, to reach out in kindness, and provide a vehicle for financial success. As a result of that, we have become the premier relationship marketing system in the world because people have seen that they can use our service to follow up with their customers and clients, and the more personal they are at doing that, the more referrals they generate. You all on this call have generated hundreds and thousands of stories of people that have followed up with customers and clients and friends and generated referral business and generated better relationships. Those stories are accumulated in a new book called The Power of Human Connection, How Relationship Marketing is Transforming the Way People Succeed. I want to make sure it's very clear and make no mistake about it. What Jody and I do is for the same reason that we've always done it. Everything we do is for the purpose of building send-out cards, period. It's for the purpose of building this business and helping more and more people to act on their promptings and to generate referral business for themselves to generate success. Everything we do is in the name of that. I want Power of Human Connection to be a multi-best-selling book and sell millions of copies, not because it'll make me a famous author. I want to do it because it gets the message out there that we need to get out there, that we have accumulated story after story, success story after story that's changing people's lives for the better. So our mission has never changed. It's always, always been the same. We have had reps come and go and had people come and go that because we're a network marketing model, they have a tendency to want to focus more on the money aspect of things and on the circles and the O's. And we always come full circle back to the crusade of send out cards being bigger than the deal at send out cards. The crusade is to help millions act on their properties. And if we stay focused on that, the money part of it takes care of itself. It's been hard to do that. It's been hard to keep that focus with all of the people that come in and out of this business. It's hard to keep that focus. And I'm here to tell you that if we keep the heart that Jody just portrayed, if we keep the heart of what we're doing, that we're helping ourselves and others to act on our properties in our business and in our personal life, we can get through any challenge in this movement, any challenge. And as long as we stay focused on that, we can grow this business. We have the best subscription plans available in the world today, and we can grow our business by doing that. Now, having all that been said, there's a lot of people that say a lot of things. And I'm telling you, you know, Jody and I have been told, if we could tell you how many times in the last 15 years we have heard that this business model won't work, that the pricing's not right, that, you know, you're not going to survive, and it doesn't work as a network marketing company, and you're not going to last another 12 months. If we could tell you how many times we've been told that in the last 15 years, it would blow your mind. But we keep on going. We just keep on doing what it is we've always wanted to do. We're staying true to what it is. And as a result of staying true to what it is, I want to share something with you. In our history, in 14 and a half, 15 years, we have generated $550 million in sales. We have paid out $156 million in commissions. We have sent over 150 million legitimate individual greeting cards, over 7 million gifts, which puts us as a top 100 direct sales company of all time. That's what we built. That's where we're at. And I hope everybody understands the heart side of this that Jody portrayed and the business side of it that I just portrayed, and understand that we're in this for the long haul. This will be a billion-dollar household name. We will not stop until the world listens, and you are all part of that. You're part of what we're doing here. And like Jody said, you know, the Mary Hannon stories, there's thousands of those. And we just have to stay focused on that, not on any other noise that you might hear. You know, that's not what's important in life. There's plenty of noise that's going to be out there with social media and everything else. We just have to stay true to our mission. So that's just part of the stuff that I wanted to share, just to give you some of those stats. The $97 and $147 subscriptions are still trending upward. I'm still compiling some numbers to give you some exact numbers, but those are positioning and compiling upwards. So we're putting on more and more and more of those. The program is working. The program that we've implemented is working. All the right moves have been made. We just need to stay the course. Now, I want Jody to kind of finish up and talk a little bit about, we have an executive retreat or a leadership retreat coming up this next weekend. It's going to start on Thursday, a week from Thursday. We have about 85 people that are going to be coming in that have qualified to be at our leadership retreat. We're going to have that in Park City. We have some exciting things planned. And Jody's already shared some, you know, our appreciation of everybody. But Jody's, you know, a lot of you who are coming into the leadership retreat, Jody knows very, very well. I just kind of want her to speak a little bit to, you know, to that group that's coming in, and the message that we would like that group to take out of Park City and back to their teams so that we can build this thing to the next level. I know I'm putting you on the spot, Jody, but just talk to us a little bit about our excitement of the leadership retreat and having you come in and what we want people to gain out of that.
Wow, Cody, thank you. Okay. I've kind of heard little whispers here and there about what the kind of theme and message is going to be, but I know Cody kind of shared my little story from sitting on the back of the Harley as we were going through Yellowstone. It's my favorite place in the whole world. And we were coming through the park, and I, first of all, we always go through the part of the park that's by our cabin. It's the, I don't even know what entrance it is, Cody. What is it?
West Yellowstone.
Yeah, West Yellowstone entrance, because it's kind of by our cabin. And we were going through, and I don't know if many of you remember the fire that was, well, almost 28, 29 years ago. And I was actually on vacation with my parents. I left Cody and Whitney home, and I went to Boston with my parents. And I remember every night at the hotel, we would turn the TV on and see the coverage of this huge fire in Yellowstone Park. And I remember thinking, it will never be the same. That is my favorite place. I'm going to have to find a new place because I'm not going back. It's burned. It's ruined. I'm done. And since then, I've learned so much about the fires and why they happen and how they cleanse and how the regrowth becomes thicker, all of that. So we started going back to the park, and I remember it was maybe one or two years after the fire. I remember looking at all those charred trees, like some leaning on each other and others just laying on the ground. And I thought, why don't they clear those trees out so the new trees can grow? You know, they need to do that. And then I thought, that's millions of acres. I don't know how they would ever do it. Sometimes you just have to let nature take its course. And so as we've gone every year, I have watched the new growth. The first year, there it was just like grass growing. And then the next year, it was 3 or 4 inches. Well, this year, as we were going through the park, I had my earphones on, and the music was playing. And I don't know, there was one of my favorite songs, How Great Thou Art, was playing. And I remember looking at the trees, and they weren't a foot, they weren't 2 feet, they were more like 5 or 6 feet now. And I just thought, you know, time passes so quickly. And as I was driving, as we were riding through the park, I got kind of, I don't know, certain things hit me. Like the hill would go up where the ground had washed away, and I could see there were 3 trees. There was one tree that was really, really tall, and its roots went clear down way past these other 2 trees. And their roots just kind of went along the surface. And I thought, wow, look how tall and straight that middle tree is standing. And the other two are almost leaning on that tree. And I thought, you know, you have to have that solid foundation. Your roots have to go down. And what those roots and that tree had to go through, there were probably years of drought where those roots had to grow deeper and deeper into the ground to get water. And because of that, that tree is standing solid, straight, and strong. So anyway, I wasn't really going to share that, but the new growth in the park. And then we went to Cody, Wyoming, and stayed a night and came through the east entrance. And as we were riding through, I just kept noticing all these burnt trees. I guess they had a fire a couple years ago, and I've never been through that side of the park. But as we were riding, I'd look on the right side, and there were just tons of black trees standing. And in the middle, there'd be 1 or 2 giant, beautiful green trees. And I'd look on the other side of the road, and the same thing, and it just kept happening and happening. And all of a sudden, it was like a voice said to me, be that tree. And I thought, what? I even looked around, and I thought, is Cody talking to me? And I'm like, there was nobody else. And it just kept going through my head, be that tree. And I thought, what does that mean? What are you trying to tell me? And it was funny, as we kept riding through, I thought, you know what? I can tell that there are some trees that have fallen on each other and maybe protected that tree in the middle. There were trees willing to sacrifice themselves so that tree could live. And there were just so many things I learned through the park that day. And I thought, it's so much like our life. There's times when people need us. there are times when we need to help them be that tree. And there are times when they need to help us be that tree. And it takes a village. And I am just so grateful. There's so many people that have always been there for me, for Cody, for our kids. Life is amazing. And I just learned so much from people. And I'm so grateful for each one of you. I could spend all night listing your names and telling you what I'm grateful for you for, from learning from you and the gifts that you've taught me. And that's basically what I was thinking, Cody. I don't know what you're saying, what you wanted me to say.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's just kind of a sneak peek for you coming to the Leadership Retreat, that those are the kind of messages you're going to hear. We've got exercises that kind of tie around that theme and that message. We live in a troubled world, and we need to stand tall and be the tree. And it's just an incredible message. And I want to echo what Jody said here and just let you know, all of you know, how much we truly and genuinely appreciate each of you. You're standing for the cause of who we are and what we're about, and you're staying true to it, even amidst the challenges that we've had. You know, we're a technology company, and we've faced challenges, but we've made big-time investments for the future of this company, and those challenges have seen their way through now, and things are working in a wonderful, wonderful capacity, and we're going to be able to do some incredible things through the holidays. And we're going to be announcing some incredible things for the holidays. And we're just very, very excited for where we're going as a company. So just want you to know how much I appreciate you. I encourage you to get on. I know you've all felt the same spirit of this call that I have, especially when Jody was talking. I encourage you to jump all over social media and let people know what kind of company we have here, you know, because it's your company. We're all in this together, and we all make the heart of this company what it is. It's not a Cody Jody thing. We're part of it. You know, we play our role, but each of you play your role. We all have roles to play here. Our production team plays a role. Our IT department plays a role. Our marketing team plays a role. Everybody under the roof at Send Out Cards Corporate plays a role. Every one of you play specific roles. Your family members play a role. Your customers play a role. Everybody plays a role in forwarding this great cause of bringing kindness to the world. If we just stay focused on that, I promise you the money will take care of itself. So there you have it, my friends. God bless you. Appreciate you very much. The next two big events next weekend, we have the Leadership Retreat in Park City on November 30th. Looking forward to our final Relationship Marketing Summit of the year in Vancouver. We're really excited to be back in Canada again, back-to-back events in Canada. Last weekend was a huge success in Toronto. Kudos to all of our leaders in Toronto. I know many, many people are involved, so I'm not going to start mentioning names, but thank you so much for an amazing event. We had a Friday event. We had an incredible guest list there, people that are excited to be involved with Send Out Cards now. So there you have it. Thank you very much. Make sure you get on Jordan's call tonight. I know he's got some great things in store for you, and we'll see you all soon. Take care, everybody. Thank you. Let's open it up.